It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got the director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Price, Quakey Taboni. And you know, with the holiday season coming up, we just wanted to bring her in, find out what they're going to be up to. Is the club even going to be open during the Christmas break? We'll talk about that coming up. And then just general information, you know, what things they do down there at the club and what you can do if you want to see if your, you know, child would be interested in being a part of the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. Quakey, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's start off with just general, how are things going at the Boys and Girls Club?
Oh, we have been so busy with the holiday season, but we have been so excited to have more kids in the building, and we're hoping to get some new staff hired, and we're just moving along.
You know, the last time I talked to you, you guys were, you know, going to do some painting, get new carpeting and things like that. Is it all done and ready to roll now?
Yeah. So last winter we had some big renovations and we had to be closed for the holidays. And this year we're really excited that we get to be open and we have a beautiful building and we're really excited to just take full advantage of it.
So let's talk about that right there in particular. I believe we put our heads together and Christmas break starts the 22nd. So when are you guys going to be open and when are you guys going to be closed?
Yeah, so we're closed the 22nd for Christmas Eve and then Monday the 25th for Christmas Day and then the next Monday for New Year's Day as well. But the rest of Christmas break that school's out, we are open all day 9 to 6 and we've got full days packed of fun.
And you said that some of those are going to be doing service projects in the community and things like that. Is that what you're kind of trying to map out and plan out?
Yeah, so our juniors are actually having a big emphasis on community service this month for December. So they have a lot of fun things planned with the nursing homes. They're planning on doing some caroling cards. They have a we have a special guest coming in to help them cook a meal that they're going to be helping serve to people. And we also have been doing a lot of planning for sledding and snow days and just getting prepared for those colder winter days.
Well, yeah, because you got to have the community service, but you got to have the fun part too,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
Make sure everybody goes and gets out. And that's the one thing too that I liked, and you mentioned it, that I really and like about the Boys and Girls Club. There's a serious emphasis on getting outdoors, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
And you guys, you know, in the winter months, you said sledding, things like that. The summer months, you're always outside camping, going to the park and those kinds of things. So you really push getting the kids outside and being a part of the outdoors. That's not saying that you haven't got a lot going on inside as well, because, you know, when kids show up there for after school, it's kind of a push to make sure, you know, homework's done first. And then you guys have fun projects and things like that. What are some of like the STEM projects that you guys have done?
So we actually have a STEM specialist that comes down from Salt Lake and they come down every other Monday and do some really cool projects with our kids. They just made circuit boards last week and I'm not sure what they have planned for this Monday, but I believe they're coming again here pretty quick. And they always bring kits down and they have done programming and they've done little robots and the kids just love it. They go crazy every time they come down.
And it's just one of those ways to have fun, yet they're learning at the same time.
Yeah.
And they don't even realize it.
Yep.
And the other great thing that I like is you guys put, as I said, that emphasis on making sure, you know, the schoolwork has to get done first before we get to do other things.
Yeah.
And once that's done, you have a lot of other things that the kids can do down there for fun. What are some of the things that they've got down there they can do?
Oh, man. So we have a foosball table coming, a brand new one. And we have a games room with a Dance Mania machine and some game tables. That's probably their favorite room in the building. They get to go in there, play a bunch of games. Those little game tables that they have are digital ones that are full of board games and they just go crazy on them.
And then, so there's plenty of things to do. And remember, you know, they come down there after school and the great thing is I believe the buses will drop them off there. Is that right?
Yep. They come straight from the school to the club and drop them off and it's really nice.
So you don't have to worry about that part of it. And then you go pick them up at the end of the evening. Now, if there are parents out there that are interested in the Boys and Girls Club, they can call. But one of the best things to do is just head on in there, isn't it?
Yeah. Stop by and check it out and see see how it looks and see if you're interested. And we love having the kids come, and it's really not hard to sign up. They just have to fill out a little bit of paperwork and pay a $20 fee, and then they're good to go.
And that $20 fee, it carries them, and is it the school year? Is that how it is?
Yeah, so that $20 fee will carry them all the way till May of this year, and then we have another one for summer, and then that $20 covers that entire school year for them, so that's really awesome.
So if you think this is something that your kid might be interested in, grab them. Head on down there, check things out, see what they think, and then talk to them about signing up and being a part of the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. What's the phone number there if people are interested?
It's 435-637-6066.
And then the address if people want to stop in.
And that's 60 East 100 North in Price.
All right. Once again, we've been talking with Quakey Taboni. She's the director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. Get on in there. Find out what they've got going on for the holidays, for the summertime, just year-round. And it's a great way to let your kids go and have some fun with their friends and really have that emphasis on education first and then fun after. That's the important part. Quakey, thank you so much for coming in, and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thanks, you too.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.